Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a heavy metal heatwave session. We got the founding members today, a little special treat. Mike Borden coming back from Portland, Oregon.
West Coast.
We got Jeremy DeBattis from Syracuse.
I'm generally here.
He's generally here. He's always here. He never leaves.
You're from like the west part of Syracuse, kind of.
So. I am. I'm probably the furthest west in Syracuse.
Yeah, you're both west coast. Yeah, so I'm kind of, centrally located.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jeremy.
Hey, hi again.
Should we go through that one more time just to make sure everybody has the names?
Maybe. Maybe as we go, we'll use our real names when we're improvising for people.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to grab a word and we're going to do an improvised set for you. Anyone got a word that spoke to them this morning? First word they thought of this morning when they woke up? First image they saw? First thing they noticed?
My eyes this morning were pretty dry and a little bit stuck together, and they're almost like reluctant. I was like, just reluctant. You know, it was dry. Yeah, reluctant. They were reluctant to open.
They're crouched at the starting line.
Yeah, I was a little hungover, a little medium. So yeah, reluctant.
Reluctant. Okay, yeah. That's fun. Slash. Wait, real quick. Were you drinking through your eyes, kind of thing? Why were they as dry?
So I get dry eyes. It's an affliction. Some of us deal with it. Some of us deal with it better than others.
I get waxy ears.
Yeah.
You get waxy ears. Wow, this is weird.
What's your affliction, Jeff?
Oh, mouth. Just mouth
you
stuff.
Have one?
Yeah.
Just mouth stuff.
Okay, like words coming out, cuss words and stuff.
Every day I wake up and my mouth is there.
It's like, what do I do with this? So many options. I'm reluctant.
I don't know, Dad. I usually cut the crust off my sandwiches.
You're turning into a man.
Dad, the bread, it's so structured. If this is what it means to be a man, I don't know that I'm ready.
If this is how you're going to react to such a thing, I don't know if you're ready either, son.
Dad... How did you handle your first sandwich with crust when you became a man?
Okay, don't tell anyone this.
Okay.
But I ate the whole thing as fast as I could with my eyes closed.
What?
But then I woke up hours later, nowhere near where I ate it. Nobody knows how I got where I got.
What, you just went into a crust coma?
I went into a CC.
Oh, my God. See, Dad, why would you force that upon me? You say you love me.
We need to build up your immune system.
I don't think it's worth it, Dad.
I'll be here the whole time.
Okay. Well, here we are.
Oh, man. I don't think we should go into that party. We're not ready, socially speaking.
But Janet's in there. You talk about her all the time.
Yeah, talk about her in the real world. That's like a confined space where anything could happen, you know?
Look, Sal, this is a real middle school party. We don't get invitees all the time. If we don't go into this one, who knows when the next invite's going to come?
Edward, there's future. That's what the future's for. That's where we do things. That's where we will find our true selves. What's a high school party going to do but really trigger high school... nuances.
Oh, you're talking. You know about a high school party?
Yeah.
Is it better than this middle school one here?
Yeah.
Oh,
I figured.
Well, no wonder you don't want to go into this one.
Well, I figured we start low, like at a middle school, because we're seniors this year. We're about to graduate. I figured we should finally go to a party. It's a middle school party.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why I came to this middle school one. I figured we could start our way up. These kids, they don't even go to our school. You know, this now. I'm pretty sure that guy who just walked in, though, I think he rides my bus. He kind of recognized me. He's the weird, smelly kid.
Oh, but everyone's got one.
I'm saying, Janet's in there, okay? And I think you need to go in with some confidence. You need to grab this bull by the horn, Sal.
All right, Edward. But look, I just feel like since I am notoriously the stinky, smelly kid from our school.
Oh, hey.
That's going to translate here. They're going to figure it out.
That was a phase. Nobody will know now. That Axe body spray works so well. I mean, the cloud that you carry around you right now is so massive, I think they can probably smell you at the high school party down the street.
Thanks, man. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
And you know, your snaggletooth, with that goatee you have going on, you can't even see it.
Oh, man, you're being so nice. But I feel like when I get in there, people aren't going to be so nice. It's middle school, after all.
Yeah. Well, they probably won't even look you right in the eye, because your lazy eye just always puts them off.
No, that's fine. That's why I got the sunglasses. I got that figured out. I'm ready.
When you're cool, the sun never sets.
Oh, totally.
All right.
That's what I got. Also, I'm going to show people my birth certificate just so they know, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Long form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure they, yeah, don't try to, there any questions, you know, I'm just putting it all out on the table.
I like that about you. You're like, you're very direct. And, you know, Janet, she, even though, you know, she's almost in high school, I think she'll probably give you the time of day.
Yeah, it's a future thing.
Yeah.
Also, you've been talking a lot about Janet, man. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, I kind of like maybe accidentally like dropped like a couple bucks in the bus, and I saw her pick them up, and like I asked her super nicely, and she just like wouldn't even give it back to me, and I didn't want to like come after her because I'm like a high school kid. And I was like, I didn't want to make a scene on the bus because I don't want to be that guy. But I figured if I can corner her in this party, that was like $3.
Whoa. She straight up stole $3 from
me. Well, I mean, I did drop it on the ground, didn't notice it. But then I noticed that she picked it up on the way by. So she pretty much stole it from me.
That's tough, though, man. That's like a finder's keepers. Look, that's my future potential.
Finder's keepers?
Yeah.
What society do you live in?
It's been a thing since... That's been a second grade thing, even.
Yeah, well, if Finders Keepers, after you put up, like, a lost and found poster, she could put in, I found $3, crisp ones, consecutive serial numbers. My grandmother got me those for my birthday. They were crisp and all right in a row.
Oh, wow.
She's holding on to those, mugging them, like, I don't know, is she going to go buy 2.5 Snickers with that?
I'm not comfortable using the card, man.
Just get in there. Just
listen, this is... I know I look just like my brother, but, like, I'm not comfortable checking out books with this card.
Look, they're not gonna... You'll be fine. We need this... We need these stats. These baseball stats book, okay? I need to know what they were.
I understand that, and we've been interested in these statistics for months now. But what if we get caught? Is it worth it? What are the stats on that?
Oh, come back, yeah, man. Come on. Of course it's worth it. Look, the internet's down in the whole town because some idiot drove into a foam pole, which then cascaded and hit the cable lines. We need to know what Jose Canseco was up to in his final season.
Oh, hey. Okay, yeah. I got to go see a little book on baseball stats here. That's nice.
Yes, just, yes, ma'am.
Just need your library card here.
Oh, let me just... Here... thank you. Here you go. Slide it across.
All right. Thank you. Peter.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, I used to know a kid named Peter. He looked a lot like you, but not quite.
No. According to that other book I read, in the year I was born and the years ahead I was born, it was the 5th most popular boy name in America.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, I read a lot of books here. Might say all of them. It's kind of my job.
You've read all the books?
Yeah, all the books in this library, and can't say I've ever come across a statistic like that. What year was that again?
This was 1987.
1987. No. If I recall, Nathan was gaining traction and popularity through the mid-80s, and I believe it held the very spot you are claiming to hold yourself.
The 5 spot?
The 5 spot.
Okay. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was 4. Maybe it was 6.
This is a fake. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh my God. You ripped that plastic card like it was paper.
Listen, this is a holy place. And I just can't have you coming here stealing books.
I wasn't going to steal them. I was going to check them out.
Yeah. Well, who knows if they'll come back? Who's going to pay that fine?
What fine?
The fine when you don't bring it back. When you don't come home like my husband after the trip to Rio. Hey, psst, hey. Over here under these books, this book fort.
Oh, hello.
Hey, did Edna tear up your card?
My card was torn.
Oh, man. Come on. You're welcome here. We should probably introduce ourselves. We're a group of lost library boys.
You're the Lost Library Boys?
We don't belong anywhere to no library, no affiliation.
Oi, I used to have a family. Now I just live here under the shelves.
That's Chuck. The last book he read was Pirates of the Caribbean and also Lord of the Flies. He's kind of a cross between the two of them.
They were riveting.
Yeah.
And we just stay here forever?
That's right. Sometimes there's a coffee cart. Last week a guy dropped a granola bar.
Yeah, we raided it. There was some fruit, but it was pretty mealy. All the apples, so we just used it to... Well, we're hoping one day to find a pig to put in its mouth. The apple to put in the pig's mouth.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, we only know what happens in the outside world via these here books you see littered before you.
Yeah, we tried to make a big house Robinson Crusoe style. Didn't work out. Turns out books are horrible for tree houses.
Yeah, and we don't really, there's not anyone here about architecture, so it's kind of just winging it.
Did you guys see this book right here? The book about how to make book glue out of books?
Don't pull that one, that's holding up the special sign.
The special sign says this section's out of order. It's how we protect our area. No one comes in through this way.
It's how we protect our anonymity. They think it's just a bunch of mice, because every once in a while we have to do those. Mouse noises, of course. But that keeps them off our trail.
Oh, good. Give me the bag.
Oh, here you go. Dang it.
Oh, it's all right. We're eating mouse for dinner tonight.
That's exciting. It's not
okay, I'm in.
Oh.
All right. Well,
it's not a lovely lifestyle.
Normally it
takes a little more convincing.
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't really get to our spiel about the...
No. Well, I came here to research some baseball statistics, and then when you killed that mouse with a baseball bat, it, like, really opened my eyes to how this is better than the outside world.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, it's true that out there, anything could happen.
Of course, you know, you can't just stay in our little commune for free. You got to bring something to the table.
I'll pull my weight.
Oh, yeah? What do you have in mind? What sort of abilities can you add to our arsenal?
Came in sixth place in the regional spelling bee.
Okay. Right. Might be able to use that.
What's the trickiest word you had to spell in that bee? Can you spell arachnid?
And use it in a sentence, please.
Is that one word or two?
Arachnid. It's like, more, it's like for a big spindly spider, arachnid.
Yeah, a spindly spider.
Shit, I used it in a sentence for him.
You did.
I gave it away.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
I thought you were saying that you were reckoning something.
I said for a reckoning. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Just do it. We're here for a wicked reckoning.
So, I have to spell a reckoning or a reckoning?
Just spell it already.
Get out of
here. We all had to spell it. Just spell it.
We all had to spell it. I couldn't say it more clear than that. It's a reckoning.
Every morning he wakes up, he starts with that.
He starts with, say, a reckoning or a reckoning?
I just spell it right up. I
he just
do
spells it right out.
From the first to the last letter.
That's it.
All like, in a row.
Yeah, it's like a sleep terror with him, but just with the...
A reckoning. A reckoning. I'm not going to spell it because I already gave you a sentence.
Yeah, he must really like you. So, go ahead. Spell it.
A-R... Oh gosh, this is where you kind of like, I don't know which word you're really going with. E-C-K-O-N-I-N-G? A reckoning? Is that what you were saying?
He's in.
He's in. Welcome. He's in. Okay.
I'm surprised to see you here so soon, Samantha.
Hi. Well, yeah, it's just as much my place as it is yours.
Well, that's rich coming from the woman who brought hot dish to the PTO meeting last week. I thought you gave up your card-carrying membership at the PTO with that abomination.
That was solid goss. It was verified goss. And yeah, I am very rich. Thanks for kind of saying that earlier.
No, I'm saying we have an image that we try to maintain here, okay? Uh-huh. Look, our children don't get the best test scores. We pay to get them into all the best colleges, okay?
And if you're just going to come in with that weak-ass shit, I'm saying maybe you should, I don't know, go to the public school across town.
Shut that filthy mouth. Why don't you stick another Cadbury egg in that filthy mouth, you pretend rich. You're new money, okay?
Oh, new money? Or are you going to pull those Cadbury eggs out of your Volkswagen Jetta?
Rental. My Audi's getting fixed. How dare you bring that up around the other ladies?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And so when are you supposed to get that car back from the shop? Like 2023?
It's under the manifold, okay? It's deep, deep in the manifold. They have all the tools they don't even know they need yet to get that.
Oh, interesting.
At least 2023, if not later.
Yeah.
Whenever daddy
is that the same mechanic that has your handbags? Because I noticed you've been just carrying plastic shopping bags. You brought your hot dish in a plastic shopping bag last week.
That was a fashion choice, okay? I could have picked from any handbag from Clutch to Coach, and yet I chose Vons, okay? Because they're durable, and it's a statement about how we're killing Mother Earth. Mm. And I care about it. I'm not trying to hide behind.
Is that why you're reducing your carbon footprint by living in the dumpster behind Vons? Because I was driving by there to pick up Sandy from lacrosse practice, and I saw you crawl out of that dumpster.
I dropped my wedding ring, okay? And it happened to roll around, and a mouse grabbed it and ran up in the dumpster, and I was just getting it out.
Oh, the wedding ring that Sam, who hasn't been back from Doctors Without Borders for seven years now.
He's coming back! How many times do I have to tell you that? He got caught up, his flight got rerouted, and they asked him to stay in Ireland for a while to work on some people's, you know, mandibles and such.
Look, all I'm saying is maybe if you actually sign up to organize the bake sale, we could let all of this slide.
You know I don't believe in sugar and sugar-based products because what it does to teeth, and my husband would be very upset if he knew I was supporting something that would affect someone's mandibular area in such a negative way. I'm not gonna fall prey to what you ladies think I should be doing. I am me.
Wow.
Hey, Justin, I have a question.
Yeah.
What's the protocol for when somebody leaves a Hot Pocket in the microwave before it becomes up for grabs?
It depends. There's a few phases.
I mean, it's no longer a Hot Pocket.
Okay.
It's like a fully room temperature pocket again.
Oh, yeah. That's fair game phase. I once took a Hot Pocket while it was still in cook phase. Apparently, that's not the part of the time when it's fair game, while it's still being cooked the first time.
Who knew? So the law came down on you for that?
Oh, no, not the law. I tried to, like, eat it really quickly because I didn't want to get caught, and it just exploded in my mouth. I was in the hospital for, like, 3 days.
There was one time I drank some Kool-Aid before it was fully mixed.
Oh, God.
I had to have my kidneys, like, replaced.
Yeah, I can imagine. That concentrated Kool-Aid powder just must have just lodged and jammed up your whole kidney
works. It wasn't just the powder. It was poured into the water. I just hadn't stirred it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It's like one time I wanted a steak so badly, I just walked up to a field, and there was a cow in it. And I took out my pocket knife, and I tried to just carve a steak out of the side of the cow. And turns out it was a bull, and it just gored me right through my abdomen.
I went through a phase where I was really into eggs.
Yeah.
And I would go to sleep, and I'd put a chicken over my face so that when I would wake up to a chicken laying an egg into my mouth.
It's like a raw egg.
But unfortunately, it was dark in the room, and it was a rooster, and it just took a dump.
Oh, God.
Right in my mouth.
Yeah.
But you know,
and with your compromised kidneys, how did your body process that?
Well, it turns out it went through a different pathway.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's
rooster poo is actually quite healthy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a It's one of the higher up on the feces
scale.
Feces scale.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually the feces chain.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, it's not a scale. It's
unbroken lengths. Unbroken lengths. Yeah.
Speaking of lengths, a good polymer.
The unbroken lengths. The polymer. I once wanted a plastic bag so badly. I actually traveled back in time. And I murdered a bunch of dinosaurs so they'd all die in one spot. And then I waited 10 million years until their bones turned into petroleum. And then I melted it down and turned it into a bag.
I can't believe you two ransacking my farm like this. Don't think I don't notice. You're supposed to be... You got a job under the guise of being a hired hand. Getting some college credit, and yet here you are, ransacking my farm.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd notice. Sorry.
Of course I noticed.
It's
like as if you didn't have any social skills or went to any parties. You're just kind of getting it all out on my farm.
I mean, I just...
Potato chips?
I just thought it would look good to have a piece of straw hanging out of my mouth. That'd be a good look for me.
I was just trying some of my conversation starters in the corn stalks, and I was trying them out, and when they didn't give me a positive response, I got kind of aggressive and just knocked it over.
Yeah, you punched all my corn down, one at a time. How bad could those cows have gone?
Real bad. Real bad. You just had so much bounty. I didn't think you'd notice.
I had to give him a lot of moral support after the last one. Just turned his ear on him.
Look, corn's... It's not all lost, I guess. Corn is one of the hardest veggies to talk to, okay? They're not quite a veggie. They're more of a carb, really.
Right? Thank you.
I get it. I didn't realize you're trying to foster a relationship with my cornfield. Had I known that.
And sometimes I get unsure of when I see the little tuft of corn hair, the silk that pops out top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, is that one mature? Is it a little too young to talk to? Is this joke a little crass for a silky puff that young?
So you just came at him with some hardcore crass
jokes? Real adult material.
Okay.
Real sexually explicit. Just hardcore. Lots of swear words.
Sure. You made a lot of stalking references, I'm sure.
Yeah, so many stalking references. Obvious. They didn't appreciate my punnery.
Oh, man. Look, I didn't realize you two were kind of a little socially inept. I feel kind of bad now.
I understand this is your farmland. And if we are subject to some sort of, I don't know, a reckoning, that's well within your rights.
Oh,
wait. Is he going to sick a spider on us?
It's a reckoning.
Just read what its web says right overhead. So you just spell it out with that spider rope in its web. You just sound it out.
You
never.
You wait. The second letter was never.
It's cursive. Okay, just work it out. You got it. You never
had
a
chance
to
blossom. Oh my God. You're right, I didn't. You didn't tell me this was a moral support spider.
Yeah, because it cares. It cares.
This is the best I've felt since this conversation started.
I came to this farm looking for credit for an internship, and I think I found myself. Thank you, Farmer John.
Hey. Thank you. You're all welcome here, okay?
Thank you, spider.
Ever since we all... Yeah. As soon as the library closed down, the internet, yeah, nothing else to do but start a farm. And
we need that social safe space.
You need a social safe space, and if it's got to be my farm and all my crops have to die and wither because of it, and my cows get chopped up one steak at a time while they're still alive, and people just keep eating rooster shit, I don't get it, but they're doing it, then so be it. Let's check the social stats on this farm.
I did some calculations.
Yeah?
I think we're up to like fourth or fifth of best farms for social advancement.
Eat that, Land O'Lakes. That's a good set. 1, 2, 3. with Heavy Metal Heat Wave. I mean, I am too, because I'm in it, but yeah, we're going to do another set.
Yeah, round two.
Round two. Yeah, yeah. This time, anyone got, what do we want to get for this one? What get do we want? How about, anyone hear anything last night? We were at an improv show last night.
Yeah.
Anyone hear anything that they thought was interesting or a combo they had or...
Yeah, I like the idea of the one limerick option there, you know, when they were on Instagram and she was, Jan was the limerick, like writing the limerick. Just the idea of like spontaneous poetry on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, so like that kind of like spontaneity of rhyme, that like off the cuffedness. Okay. So I kind of have that in my brain.
Okay. Right now.
Maybe like cool under pressure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You just say it strong and it becomes... Yeah.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So poetry, fake it, make
it. Okay. Oh, God. Terry, the car that was going through the car wash, it was supposed to go all the way through the automatic car wash, and it stopped in the middle, and there's a person in there, and... I know I said I have managerial experience, but I lied. I've never managed a car wash before, and I don't know what to do.
You've never managed a car wash before?
Not once. It seemed like such a little white lie. When would it ever come up?
Right now. Right now. This is your second week.
Well, every time I've ever gone through a car wash, my car just went in one end... And came out the other. I didn't even know it could stop in the middle.
You didn't read the handbook?
What? There's a handbook?
We gave it to you on your first day.
What does it do? What does it have, like, all the information about everything I possibly need to do in my job function or something?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it has every possible emergency we've run into in car washing.
You should really emphasize the need to read that, like, early on in the employment experience.
My car won't stop. It's being dragged in this other car.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, it's going to... Oh, the person's not out. I'm going to hit him. Oh, God. No.
Oh, my God. One person's car is going to hit another human being at almost 2 miles per hour that's going through the car wash.
I don't have time to read that goddamn manual right now. I got to go in there. I got to stop them. I got to rescue them.
The shots are getting into their wounds. It looks like... They're suffering really bad.
Oh, God. I mean, surely, you've read the manual. Surely this is the course of action I'm supposed to take, right?
I just managed the pizza stand in here.
You,
I'm a different manager, okay? I'm the food court manager in here. You are the car wash manager.
All right, well.
You leave me and gas pump out of this.
Well, give me that spatula. I'm gonna jam it in there. I'm gonna jam it in the works. That always works in the movies. I'll find a gear or something. Just put it in there.
Hey, kitty, come here. Come on out. Come on out. Hey, sweet, come on. Come back to mama.
Here I come.
Wait, what? Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. My cat is stuck. That's rude.
I know, but...
You think it's playful and funny.
I think everybody's calling me when they do stuff like that. It's an issue I've had for years.
Derek, you're a great neighbor, okay? And don't try to make it sound like you have an affliction. I have a loss. Well, I know where my cat is. It's
I have summoning disorder, okay? It's a real thing.
You have what? Summoning
disorder?
Don't... You thought you were a genie for a week. Then you thought you were a vampire, I think, with the summoning...
Do you have any idea, like, how often, like, I'll just see somebody throw a ball or a stick and I have to bring it back to them?
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. I'm sorry.
You're trying to make it about you, Derek, and I don't appreciate it, because I have an issue right now. My issue is that my cat hates me.
Why does your cat hate you?
Because it doesn't want to dress up like I want it to dress up. We're supposed to be matching.
Excuse me, sir, your number... was 7. We are currently serving 4. Please wait your turn. I said next. Next at this deli. You are not next.
I mean, I am one of those who are in line to be next.
Sir, Who do you think you are? We have a system with rules, and I appreciate that you want a roast beef on rye, but you're going to have to wait your goddamn turn.
I feel I've waited for a long enough period of time that you could have made my sandwich by now. You've definitely made sandwiches for people that got here after me.
Sir, they took a number, went around the store, and came back. Technically, 5 and 6 have been here longer
than not even a sign that says take a number. There's just the take a number thing.
We're boarding pregnant mothers and soldiers, so... Sir?
Yeah?
Sir?
Yeah.
Are you a pregnant mother or a soldier?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't normally have to do this.
Yes, but I am.
Okay, I'm going to need to see some... I'm sorry, this is not...
You need some ID?
I need to see something to show that you're either a pregnant woman, sir, or a soldier, and that those Teva flip-flops are telling me maybe you're not either of those, really.
Do you see any cigarettes on me?
No.
Okay, pregnant mothers aren't supposed to smoke.
Sir, please step away from my Necronomicon. I am trying to conjure Balthazar, Lord of the Dead, okay? And you at best look like some half-bit goth kid.
Oh, okay. I think you're underselling me a little bit here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you rape and pillage entire countries?
Oh, I've salted the earth of my neighbor's land to keep it from growing things.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel like of all the, you know, comments on things like raping and pillaging, salting the earth is the most overlooked thing
done. I have to agree with you. People totally underestimate how brutal that is.
Derek, I can't help but notice that my garden is also dying. Would you happen to know? Also, my cat ran away.
Maybe your cat ran away because your garden's dying.
Whoa. Whoa, low blow, Derek. Low blow.
I'm just being honest with you.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Did you call me over here to...
I did not, but now that you're here, I can't help but notice that you've been staring at my garden all the time. I just see you in the window. With your robe open and your coffee cup in your hand, just staring. You're trying to...
I don't like your garden.
What? I was trying to summon up some really good carrots and some great radishes. And just because those two don't go together in a salad, per se, they have different uses. I could have used them.
Oh, there are different uses for other than salads for vegetables?
Derek, are you jealous of vegetables? Because they come out of the earth and people want them to be there?
Am I that transparent?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our cruising altitude. I'll be turning off the fasten seatbelt sign. Please feel free to move about the cabin, but in the event that we experience further turbulence, please keep your seats in your... seats. Damn it. Frank, that was my first touch. Try to go off script. You make it look so easy.
Don... It comes with the territory.
I was like so confident, and then I just got really nervous at the end. Seats in the seats? What does that even mean?
Hey, you know what? 9 times out of 10, they're not even listening. But those few that are, you're changing lives. Look, once you pull up, almost capping the peak of Everest, and you save a crew and a passenger's international flight, 747, you'll be able to wing it.
Well, you can say that. You're a pilot. I'm just a co-pilot.
Hey, sport, you did a great job. Okay? We need you to fill the time. Give the people that false sense of control, you know?
I appreciate that.
Captain. Yeah. Everybody's so confused back here.
Oh, God.
Darn.
They have no idea what to do. They have no idea.
They're not rioting or anything. I hope they're not.
Was it the seats in the seats?
It's the seats in the seats. Oh, they don't know what it means.
I can handle this. Okay.
You sure?
I got. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going back. All right, do your thing.
Thank you.
Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Just a little follow up, clarification on the seats in the seats. What I meant was the seat of your pants. In the seat of the plane, which is where you're sitting. So I hope that clears everything up for you. And remember to keep your seats in an upright table position at all times.
Oh my God! I wedged myself! My seat is up in my seat! I don't know!
Oh God! Okay. God! Dear. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please, your tray's in an upright position and your seats lean back. Please, at any point in time, do not put any part of the seat or the tray in any area of your body that it should not be.
Oh my God, I tried to swallow the tray and it's stuck in my throat.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm pretty sure I didn't even mention anything about your mouth near any of these things. So you, with the tray in your mouth, I'm pretty sure that's on you.
I tried to eat this bag of chips with the plastic on still because no one's telling me how to eat this bag of chips.
Oh, come on.
You smell the whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You're a horrible captain.
At some point, you must accept personal responsibility for being a human on this goddamn planet.
Oh my God, I buckled the seatbelt into my crevices and it's bleeding. What have you done?
Ladies and gentlemen, is there a doctor on board?
To be or not to be, up in a tree, oxygen for me. Planet Earth is dying and yet I'm striving. My neighbors be conniving, and yet we are one neighborhood. Earth.
Coo, coo, baby, coo.
Yeah, thank you.
Leslie, that was powerful stuff.
You moved me.
Been working on that one for a while.
I really like how you made me think of Earth.
Yeah, I figured what's a topic that is so broad that we all can relate to it.
Yeah.
I felt one with, like, every planet in the solar system during that.
Yeah, see, but that's not what I was going for.
No?
But that's a good read you had, but mine was specifically Earth. Okay, because, you know, you guys remember, aliens, if they make it here, we're doomed. So please don't conjure up any sort of images of a different planet.
Yeah, I really liked when you talked about the tree. It made me think of, you know, the tree of life, of like all life in the universe, like even just beyond our solar system, like Alpha Centauri.
Okay. Bone Thug? Yeah. I'm going to have to stop you. Great poetry name, by the way. Boom, I'm going to have to stop you there. Yeah, good. Look, I'm going to have to stop you, though. I don't like when you're talking about beings outside of Earth, because that freaks me out.
Interstellar travel? Interstellar beings?
Yeah, don't even say that, because that denotes that perhaps there is a place to go to, a destination, so to speak.
Yeah, that was, like, when he was saying the thing about being conniving, I was thinking about, like, trying to sneak off our planet.
Right.
To go, to, you know, it's going to die soon. To go to the next location.
Probably a space station, faster than light travel. Makes sense.
You're just going to get murdered, okay? If you leave this Earth, guaranteed you will die out there. Don't do it. Don't even talk about it, because then someone's going to get it in their head that we're going to do, and they'll start building a big rocket, and then away we go. And then what? I'm just left here by myself on Earth to just be alone?
What?
Don't leave me, you guys.
Look, Jazzy, We're not leaving you now. We're just saying it's hopes and dreams and big life scenes when we're hands in the dirt, talk about Earth, and we leaving. Go away, interstellar, beyond the space, beyond the rings and all these things, moons and suns and stars and comets and meteors and rings and bings and bangs and bubba boom boom. Friends, to the end.
I get it now. I get it now.
You got it?
Okay, there can be friends out there.
They're not all enemies.
Yeah, they're not. Just because they're an other doesn't mean they're not part of Mother Earth.
Yeah. Or, like, a different planet.
Oh, I know. Okay. I realize my own bias now.
Even possibly, like, a moon on one of the planets?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of large moons in our solar
system. Jazzy, I feel like you were so close there. It's like making a breakthrough. And then you were like, bring it back to Earth.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's what I know. The Earth is what I know. You know, I watch a lot of Blue Planet. And I'm keeping vigilance.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, you said you've been wanting to workshop something, though?
Oh, man.
Ski bop?
You want me to?
Come on, Ski Bop. Give us, break us off a little something.
I got you. Here, let me see. Boom. Oh. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
I've been trying so hard to listen to everything you guys have been saying. But this planet Earth doesn't always feel like the right place to be staying.
Ooh,
there's so much out there to see and explore. I can't hold back my heart. It just wants to see so much more.
Ooh, yeah.
Oof.
Skibbidi-bop. Boom-boom-boom-boom-boom-boom.
Oh, wow, this is a great song. These hostels, like, great music choices in this hostel. I'm glad we picked this one.
Yeah.
It had such a good Yelp score.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never, like, using Reddit again.
No.
I'm all Yelp now.
I know we haven't really broached this subject yet, but I was having to be middle spoon on our single bunk. Is that cool?
Oh,
just get a little sandwich, little me sandwich.
Yeah, if you're calling it, we're doing it. Yeah. That's what this trip's about. We're doing it.
I thought there'd be a rotation. That's how you keep the meat fresh in the refrigerator, correct?
Mm-hmm. You rotate your meat around the fridge?
Your meat? You don't just eat it before it goes bad?
You move it around? Oh, you put meat in the butter shelf?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's circular motions. You gotta rotate the meat through the fridge.
Wow.
You guys don't.
You put it in different areas? You try it out as a dairy, you try it out as a veggie drawer.
How long are you keeping meat in the fridge? Yeah,
what are you?
It's pretty perishable.
Meat doesn't go bad, does it?
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, beef jerky, maybe that's you're gonna last with that, but
yeah, we're not putting that in your fridge.
Yeah.
Well, you don't put beef jerky in your fridge?
I mean, you can, but...
I mean, but, yeah.
What? Have you been traveling with raw meat this whole time?
Yeah, but I've been properly circulating it and switching its position, so it's still fine.
Whoa.
Have you just been moving everything around our cooler?
How have you guys not noticed that everything in the cooler is in a different position?
I don't know, I feel kind of violated.
Yeah, same.
I had my stuff in my part of the cooler, so I knew it was my stuff.
Yeah, like if it was late at night and I wanted a midnight snack, I wouldn't have to flick the switch on. I could just reach into the spot where I kept...
I didn't know that we had specific spots that we were supposed to keep all of our...
Ooh, like, you didn't think we had food boundaries?
Yeah, of course. We called dibs on the spots in the cooler, and that's what they will stay for the remainder of the trip. That was the one given, the one constant we had.
I thought the second the ice goat went in and covered up the lines were gone.
Oh, God. Can I motion for a Go-Gurt audit?
Yes, of course. Here. In session, yes.
The party from... Middle Spoon would like to submit a request for an accounting of how many Go-Gurts are left, because I put four in my corner of the cooler, and I need a Go-Gurt to get going. Go-Gurt, it's in the name.
Yeah, look, let me just get... I'm just hopped down off the bunk.
I haven't touched a single dairy product.
Not even to rotate it?
Well, I've rotated it, but I have not eaten it.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Tell me you see them. Tell me you see all four.
I do, but you're not going to like this, Clarence.
What?
Oh, man, they are just surrounded like a shootout by just loose meatballs.
What? Loose meatballs? Are they at least cooked?
They don't look cooked.
Oh.
Claire, I'm sorry, man.
Guys, I need
a... Go-Gurt's down. Go-Gurt down.
I need to hop off this bunk. I need a minute.
Oh, where's he going? He's hiding. Oh, he's hiding under the...
Why did he start crawling?
I don't know. He must be... He doesn't have his get up and go from that Go-Gurt anymore. I feel bad.
I thought I was helping.
He's angry. Look, man. Look, we came out here to get away from our lives, right? We're just trying to find ourselves, and Claire just needed that one constant.
I thought about it. I'm out.
What? Whoa. Claire, what do you mean you're out? Out of the bunk?
Out of this trip. This... Truth is about trust, all right? We graduated college. We were going to backpack Europe. We were going to spend some time together and really get to know each other before we went all our separate ways in life. And I'm just saying, I learned all I need to know about you.
No, Claire,
and I am going my way.
Claire, look, this is our opportunity to truly imprint on each other. You can't just leave now because things got bad.
You imprinted.
Hold on a second. Don't go yet. Let me get down.
Oh.
Look at me.
I am looking right at you.
No. Look at me.
See him, Claire. See him.
I would never do anything that I didn't think was best. And maybe I was wrong in your eyes, which are, I don't know, are they looking at me or not? Could you take off your sunglasses?
Okay. Your eyes are sticking together. Just pop them open a little bit so you can really see.
It's hard. I just woke up. Sometimes my eyes are a little reluctant to open up this time of day. But okay. I'm looking at you. I'm looking.
I see that now.
And I trust you.
Thank you.
I believe this was a mistake.
Oh, Claire, this is great. Look, just because they don't sell Go-Gurt here in Europe, I'll probably get some of that sit.
Wait, what?
Oh, they don't.
We're out?
Well, I mean, we're not going to eat those raw. Raw gurts, I mean.
You're not. They're my Go-Gurts.
Like, Claire,
we my just, corner, my choice.
Look, they have other types of
my Go-Gurt corner, here. My choice.
Look, we can just put it in a little baggie if you need. Just. Like, hey, what are you, don't do that. Oh, no. I do not want to sleep in the bunk with you tonight.
Was that a meatball you just ate?
Oh, no.
Excuse me. You've been in this bathroom a very long time.
Sorry, yeah?
Excuse me. This is a communal bathroom. You've been in there a very long time.
Oh, please just leave me alone, okay? I'm just working through some things.
This is the full bath. There is a half bath downstairs.
I need a full bath.
That is the one for number two if you're going to be here a long time.
Look, I got a litany of things I'm working through, so if you could just leave me to work through all of those things. Some are bathroom-based, sure. Some are just life things, okay? Just understand and go away. Just no, sure.
I'm sorry. I cannot in good conscience leave you here like this.
Oh, pardon me, but you have been waiting in line for and asking when it's going to be your turn for quite some time, and I would like to wait in line now.
No, I'm sorry. I am occupying the spot of waiting in the line here. You cannot just come on. I'm working through some things here. I'm trying to get to this guy here.
Okay, but I believe it's my turn to do so.
Look, I don't need either of your toilet bowl therapy, okay? I can work through this on my own. Just give me the time I need. I'll work it all out.
1 second. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a number? Did you take a number when you put out this? I am number four. I'm going to go to this bathroom in number four spot.
I also have number four.
This is not possible.
Look.
What is this alchemy? This is not possible. Hey, you in there. You in there.
What? What do you want?
What's your number?
My number? You're not going to like it. It's a two, okay? It's a two.
Oh, it's not four.
No. Why? Did you? Well, let me look into that. Oh, jeez.
What, is it four?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's a four.
Is this take a number just full of fours?
did they fill that whole thing with just number fours?
This is a society. We have rules. You take a number, it means you have a place in line.
This is a democratic society here, this commune. So, like, we're all number four. So everyone's turn. No,
this democratic socialism.
Yeah. It's always everyone's turn. Look, just get that. Now it's my turn. You guys can also do it. You don't need a toilet bowl to do it. You just sit, squat down where you are now.
Would you poop here?
Just do it.
In the hall.
Oh, right here in location?
Yeah. Right here in location.
It feels wrong.
Look it, I'm coming out.
Did you? No, when I came in here, I read the manual. There were all the rules, and it strongly said on the beginning you could not just poop in the hall.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I'm working through some things, okay? I'm getting used to this body, okay? And I'm getting used to the atmosphere here. I'm getting used to all these rules we all have here.
Wait, what is
on this planet that apparently people like to live on, beings inhabit it.
You have two very strange proboscis coming from your forehead, and your skin is an odd shade of green.
Were you standing up to use the restroom for pooping?
I think
Are you trying a space man?
To you, maybe, but to me, I'm way out of my element. I'm traveling very abroad.
Boom, boom, boom.
And it's like there's a lot of grass here and sod.
Boom, 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 boom.
And where I come from, we don't really nod
boom, boom,
so
boom,
much
boom.
As shake. And we don't take numbers. We just are sleeping in slumbers.
They see Maine.
Yeah, all right. Ah, the Metal Heatwave Morning Session.
Hey, yeah.